Aflamid Omid Beis, you'll see a Tosus Mistavra, and one line above that, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Tzoli Vahadar Tzali. He davened, and then he davened again, a second time. So Gemara wants to clarify, why did he do such a thing? Amale Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera turns to Rabbi Chia and asks him, my time Ovid Mar Hachi, why did you do such a thing? Now the Achronim want to know, maybe Rabbi Zera should have thought that the reason why Rabbi Chia Bar Abba was Chozer al Tefillah Shachris is Midin Tashlumin. Maybe he had forgotten Meiriv the night before. And they answer because they saw that he was Mafsik Zman Rav. He took a bit of a pause, a break, a serious break between the two Tefillos. And you're not allowed to be Mafsik between a Tefillas Chova and a Tefillas Tashlumin. And this is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Ches. Now, this seems to support what we've said many, many times, especially in our Iyun Shiurim, that Tefillas Tashlumin needs a matir, a special matir. It's a tag-on attached to the Tefillas Chova. Other possibility is that he saw that indeed Rabbi Chia davened Meiriv the night before, therefore he knew that it wasn't a Tefillas Tashlumin. But why didn't Rabbi Zera think that perhaps the second tefillah was a tefillas musaf? Because we're talking about a case where Rabbi Zera saw that in addition to the two tefillos, his pal musaf. In other words, he saw Rabbi Chia davening three tefillos. So he knew the third tefillah was musaf, and he was wondering why he davened the first two tefillos, why the second, why the repetition. If perhaps you didn't have kavan in the first tefillah of Amar Rav Loza, li'olam yomud adam es atzmo, a person should always evaluate himself before he starts davening him, yochel l'chavin es libo yispal, vim lav al yispal. So a person must check himself out. And if you decided to be omid l'tefillah, then for sure it was because you already checked yourself out, you evaluated yourself, that you could daven with kavana. So I'm not going to say that you repeated your tefillah a second time because you didn't have kavana. And this din that if a person sees that he's not capable of having kavana, he shouldn't daven, that din applies if he sees that he won't be able to mechavin in birchas avos, because the kavana in birchas avos is ma'keves, it's absolutely critical. And therefore, don't ask the question that maybe Rabbi Chia was omid b'tefillah because he thought that he could be mechavin, but at some point later on in his tefillah he wasn't mechavin, because if he was mechavin in birchas avos, then he was yotze. El delo adker mar deresh yarcha. Apparently, you omitted yalav yavo, and you forgot in your first Shmon Esrei that you have to mention yalav yavo. Sanya, but we have a brisa. Tavlo hizkir shrosh chodesh v'yomidid yalav yov on rosh chodesh b'arvis, if it was in tefillas arvis, ein machzirno so m'pnei sheyachal yomer b'shachris, and b'shachris ein machzirno so m'pnei sheyachal yomer b'musafim, b'musafim ein machzirno so m'pnei sheyachal yomer b'mincha. So it's impossible to say that the reason why you repeated the first monas is because you left out yalav yovo. Because we have a principle here formulated in this brisa that you don't repeat Shmon Esrei if you leave out Yalav Yovo, because you could always say it in the next Shmon Esrei. And if you missed it b'Meiriv, you'll say it b'Shachris. B'Shachris, you'll say it b'Mincha. Now the Rif and the Rush don't have this last din in their girsa, which apparently is in some girsos that the musafim e machzirnos of nochiolom alum of musaf. And the Ritva explains that girsa is untenable. We cannot accept it. You cannot say that with regard to musaf, that if he left out Rosh Chodesh, that he could be yotze in the next tefillah, because you have to say Rosh Chodeshim liamcha nasata. And that's the essence of the tefillah. And if he leaves that out, then it's not musaf at all. So that you don't have to talk about yalav yovo here. So just to reiterate, if he would have said Atachonin instead of Rashi Chadash Miachlin Asato, which is the essence of Tfilas Musaf, he didn't have Musaf at all. We don't have Yal V'Yavo in Tfilas Musaf Rosh Chodesh. We have a Tfilah, the Brachem Tzoyis, is all about Rosh Chodesh. Now the Rosh writes that the din, that if he makes a mistake in Musaf, machzir so, that's because Dafka k'sheshochach b'shachris eino chozer l'fishem somech al-mashi yazkiyos Rosh Chodesh b'musaf. So if there's any girsa here about Musaf, it means that he forgot Yal V'Yovu and Shachris, and since he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh on Musaf, then that's enough. Because we usually daven Musaf right after Shachris. But if, for example, he forgets Musaf, then he has to be Chozer, and he's not able to rely on Rosh Chodesh, on Yal V'Yavo and Mincha, because there's a Hefzeh Gadol here. So that the Rosh qualifies that Girsa, which is rejected by the Rif. The Nod of Yehuda says that we could have perhaps given another reason as to why, if he makes a mistake in Musaf, he has to be Chozer Bo, and he can't be Somech on Mincha, which Lechora is a Zappella, because what's the underlying principle of this Bryce is that mentioning Rosh Chodesh once during the course of the day is sufficient. So why not say if he omits a mention of Rosh Chodesh in one form or another in Musaf, then he could be Somech on Yal V'Yav of Mincha. He says, with regard to other tefillos, which all have the standard, same uniform nusach, you can say that if he left it out in one tefillah, he could be mashlim it in another tefillah. But if he forgot to mention the karbonos of Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, which was established as a tefillah in order to mention the karbonos hayom, what does he gain by mentioning Yal V'Yom Mincha? There's no mention of the karbonos hayom, and that's what Musaf is all about. Furthermore, he says that the Rosh doesn't give this reason. It seems like he holds it, but the evidence, if he didn't mention the Karbanos Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, he was Yotzi de Chavasa, because he did mention the Kedush Sayom of Musaf at the beginning of the Tefillah when he said Rosh Chodeshim Liam Chanasata, even though he mentioned zero about the Karbanos. And perhaps there are other Rishonim, says the Tzlach, who agree with the Rosh, and they would hold that that in the case of Shachach b'Musafim is Ein Machzir also Mishum Shasid Laskir v'Mincha, and that would again seem to indicate that the essence of the Karbon of the Musaf is not the mentioning of the Karbonos, but rather the mentioning of the Kedush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh, which he could fulfill in Mincha when he mentions Yal V'Yov in Mincha. In any event, getting back to Gemara, we're rejecting the possibility that the reason why Rabbi Chia davened two Shmon Esreis is because he forgot Yal V'Yov in the first one. Amalei, so Rabbi Chia explains to Rabbi Zer exactly why he davened a second Shmon Esreis. Lav Itmar Lei, because of a brisa regarding a person who forgot Yal V'Yov, that he doesn't have to go back and daven again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'tzibur Shonu, that this din only applies in Tzibur, that since the Shliach Tzibur is going to repeat his Tefillah, and the individual is going to hear the Tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur, he's going to be Yotzi Yidei Chovaso. But if he's davening B'Yechidus, then Eino Chinami, if he omits Yal V'Yov, he has to be Chozer. And this is the reason why I was Chozer, and I davened the second Tefillah Shachris, because my Tefillah was B'Yechidus, and I omitted Yal V'Yov in my first Tefillah. So that the din that you can be yotze with the next few is based on the fact that there was a tzibur that was davening, and he could clue in to the Yal V'Yov of the shliach tzibur. Now this is a little bit difficult, because the Braisa says the reason why he was yotze and he doesn't have to repeat his tefillah when he omitted Yal V'Yov is not because he's going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, but because he's going to mention it himself in the very next tefillah. So the Ra'ah explains that the Braisa doesn't mention the explanation that we have here of Rabbi Chia, because he will hear from the Shliach Tzibur, in order that we should make a mistake that even in Mincha, he doesn't have to be Chozer because he's going to hear from the Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, the Brisa went out of its way to mention that the reason why he doesn't have to repeat Shmona Esrei is because of the Tefillah Shalachreah. And that teaches us that in the case of Mincha, if he omitted Rosh Chodesh in his Tefillah, he's going to have to be Chozer b'Tefillah. And don't think that he can be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. Now let's just mention another possibility that the reason why he's not Yotzei in the case where he omitted Yalav Yovin Mincha through the Shliach Tzibur's Chazor al Tefillah is because he doesn't hear the entire Tefillah from beginning to end from the Shliach Tzibur. He hears Birchas Ritzei, he hears Yalav Yovin. And to be potter yourself through the Shliach Tzibur's davening, Tosfos already said back on Daf Chav Tes, Amid Beis, he has to hear the entire Chazor Sashatz from beginning to end. So in order to potter himself from going back on his Shmon Esrei, we need also the reason that he's going to recite Yalav Yovin the very next tefillah. And therefore in Mincha, where he doesn't have that, therefore he has to be Chozer Mispalel. Now Rashi here brings another pirush in the name of the Bahag, that what the Gemara has in mind here is whatever we learned about in the Brice about not having to repeat Shmon Esrei, that's only as far as the Shliach Tzibur himself is concerned, if he forgot Yalav Yovin in the Chazor Satfila. That we don't force him, we don't require of him to be Chozer and be Mispal a second time as a Shliach Tzibur, nor to be Mashlim for the Tzibur, this Chazor Sashatz that was missing, because that's called Torah HaTzibur, that they will have to wait for him to repeat Shmon Esrei. But rather, we rely on the fact that the Shliach Tzibur is going to mention Rosh Chodesh in his Chazor Sashatz in the next Tefillah. And therefore the Tzibur will be Mashlim, the Chazoras Shliach Tzibur that was missing for them. And this all has to do with the concept of Tircha de Tzibura. Now, if the Shliach Tzibur actually forgot Yalav Yovin in his own private Shmon Esrei, then for sure he doesn't have to be Chozer because he can rely on the fact that he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei because he rely on the fact that he'll be Chozer by reciting the Tefillah out loud with the Chazor Sashatz. There is a sugyan Rosh Hashanah that Tefillah's Lachash is Kidei Sha'oz Shliach Tzibur Yasdir Es Tefiloso. In any event, the Yochid, even when he's being Mispal B'Tzibur, he would have to be Chozer on his Tefillah again. And that's the din that Yalav Yovo is a critical part of the Tefillah. And that's the Shita of the Bahag in this Sugya, in this Braisa, because the Bahag learns that the whole discussion here, the Braisa is addressing the Shliach Tzibur and the issue of Torah HaTzibur. Again, it's a little bit of a Pella that the Braisa doesn't even mention a word about Torah HaTzibur, and that they would make ill because the Tzibur will hear the Chazor Sashatz in the next Tefillah. I mean, this is completely omitted, and it's very difficult. However, there are other Rishonim who mention this Bahag, that if he wants to be Yotzei his Chova from the Shliach Tzibur, and not to be Mispal again by himself, he has Rishus to do so. So if you want to be Yotze, according to the Bahag, your Chova by listening to the Shliach Tzibur, again, you'd have to be Medagdek, be careful to hear every single word, every single letter from the Shliach Tzibur. And therefore, even though La Halacha we paskin that he could be Yotze his Chova from the Shliach Tzibur, as is brought down in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Kuf Chav Dalid, but nevertheless, it's better that he Chozer the Tefillah B'Atzmo, because it's very hard to assume that he'll definitely be able to be mechavin to hear every single word from the Shliach Tzibur Ayin B'Mishnah Berurah Sham. The Gemara now clarifies the time period. How much do you have to wait from one tefillah to the next? In other words, whenever the Gemara says tefillah, it means Shmona Esrei. How long do you have to wait from one Shmona Esrei to the other, in the case where he has to be Chozer and be Mispalel? So for example, let's say in the first Tefillah he forgot, he made a mistake, and as a result he has to be Chozer at Tefillah a second time. Or for example, he davened Shachris and now he's coming to daven Musaf.
Kama Yisha, how much time does he have to elapse till you have allow? Bein tefila tefila. And again, the reason for this is so that he has kavana for his second tefila. Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda, machlokas chana amar, according to one opinion, kideisha tischonein daito olav, which means he should have yishuv adas. You know, he should make sure that he's able to have a new tchina, a new feeling of supplication in the second tefillah. V'chana amar, according to another opinion, kideisha tischolel daito olav. In other words, that he could be Yochel lechalos pnei Hashem in his tefillah shnia. It's not enough that he could be mischanein in his second tefillah. He has to be lachlos pnei Hashem in his second tefillah. And this is going to mean mechala libo, because if he wants to be yotze with tefillah, he has to be mechalel libo. So Rashi points out that there's no machlokas here between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda as far as the shir itself, how long he has to wait from one tefillah to the other. Everyone says the shir in a different language. According to both of them, the shir is Kedesh Yelech Arba Amos. And this you'll see in Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Mi, Divrei Maskil Kedei, the fourth Tosfos down, in the name of the Yerushalmi. And if you take a look in Rabbeinu Chananel, Divrei Maskil Kama, you'll see that there are two different shitas. The shir of Kedesha Tischolel is the shir of Kedesha Tosur Ha'ema Milibo V'yechavin Lechalos Pnei Tzuro She'yimchol Lo Al Kol Mashaposha U'morad. So that's the shir of the second opinion here, Kedesha Tischolel Daito Olav. And the concept of Lechalos Pnei Hashem means to ask for mechila. In other words, he has to remove all the ema, the fear that he had from the first Shmon Esrei, and now he has to be mechavin lechalos pnei tzuro, tzuro meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that again he can, so to speak, psych himself up, and he can arouse his thoughts and his feelings that Hashem will be mochel him for all his iniquities and his rebellion. However, the shir of Kedesha Tischonin, which was the first opinion, that means that he could have kavana lehischanin lekabel pras, to ask Hashem for gratis, a gift. That's a smaller, a shorter amount of time than in order to get his mind set for bakoshas mechila. So the Kohen Tzur ben Chananel, actually there is machlokas here between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda about the Shir Zman, as we indicated earlier. The Gaon explains that Tischolel is very different than Tischanein, that Tischolel means a Shir Shi'orer Rachamim Keneged Midas Rachum, which is Rachmanis Mitzad HaMarachim. That's called Tischolel. So the Tischolel is a kind of Metzias Chen, the attitude of being motzei chen mitzad mispalel, and that has to do with the midah of rachmanis, of the merachem. And we have a mission in Ovos, al tas tefiloscha keva el rachamim v'sachnu lefnei amokom. Now, there are two midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachman. One is Rachum and the other is Chanun. And the Gaon wants to say that this plukta over here of Kedesha Tischonin or Kedesha Tischolel parallels or corresponds to these two Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara asks the following. Now, what is the source for each one of these two opinions? Mandi Omar, according to the Mandi Omar, Kedesha Tischonin Daito Olav, Dichsiv, he learned it from a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, when Moshe tells the people about his tefilos, that he wanted to daven in order to be zocha to enter into Eretz Yisrael. He declares Veschanan al Hashem, and the language Veschanan is a verb that the noun of which, the shorish of which, is tchina, b'loshen tchina. Mandi Omar, according to the Mandi Omar, who says Kadesh Tischol Daito Lov, he derives it from a pasuk in Parshas Kitisa, Dechsiv. It says Vayichal Moshe, and that's a loshen of chilui. Now you might ask, what's the raya from these two psukim that you have to wait a certain period of time from one tefillah to the other? L'chora, what the pasuk is talking about is one single tefillah, and for sure, before he's mispalel, he should wait until he could have that the proper mindset so that he davens properly. And we're going to see this in the next perek, in perek Hamishi, with regard to the Chassidim Rishonim, that they would wait a full hour before they started davening. But between one tefillah and another, it's possible that we'd say he doesn't need shahir. He's already achieved that mindset in the first tefillah. Let him just continue that mindset into the second tefillah. Now, these psukim that are being quoted here, whether it's the pasuk in Vayeschanan or the pasuk of Vayechal Moshe in Parshas Ki Tisa, these psukim are talking about many tefillos. Why? Because Vayeschanan, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 tefillos, Kibinyan Vayeschanan, and Vayechal Moshe, the Gemara is going to clarify much later on, that according to Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Moshe Rabbeinu davened many, many tefillos. Moshe would wait between one tefillah and the next. So the question is, how much time did Moshe give between one tefillah and the next? Did he give a time of Kadesh Tischanin or Kadesh Tischalel? And that seems to be indicated by both psukim. If you hold that there's no machlokas between these two mandiyamrim, then it's very gishmak, because these two psukim are touching each one on a different dimension. But as far as the Kadesh here, you have to really fulfill both. Now, what happens if a person makes a mistake in Arvis of Rosh Chodesh and he leaves out Yal V'Yav? Amar Rav Anon, Amar Rav Tov Lo Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh. Arvis Ein Machzir Noso. He doesn't require another Tfilas Arvis if he left out Yal V'Yav on the night of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Lefish Ein Bez the Mekadishes HaChodesh El B'Yom. At the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they were Mekadish the Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, they were not Mekadosh at night, but only during the day. And since they weren't Mekadosh the Rosh Chodesh at night, therefore we're not going to be makpid if he doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh at night. So again, when there was smuchim amongst the Chachamim, because you need a somach lahora al yidei Chachamim in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah of being Mekadosh the Chodesh, but back in the day when they had smuchim, then they would accept the Eidus, but they wouldn't be Mekadosh the Chodesh al pi Re'iyah until the daytime, because that's when Bezdin would sit. So on a monthly basis, the Eidim would come to testify that they saw the Levana B'chidusha, and based on this Eidus, Bezdin would be Machris, they would announce, they would pronounce Mekudosh Mekudosh, and that's how they were Mekadosh the Chodesh. And that day would become Rosh Chodesh. And that would be the first day of the new month. But if the Eidim came on the 30th day of the month, then that day became the first day of the next month. And then the previous month would be a chaser, would be 29 days. There are only 29 days in a month. That's the minimum. And in the case where the Eidim came on the 30th day, then the previous month was a chas of 29 days. Now, if the Eidim didn't come on the 30th day, or for whatever reason, lo hispik, the Bezdin didn't get a chance to be mekabel their Eidus and be mekadish the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, then the 30th day becomes attached to the previous month, which becomes a mole, and only on the 31st day, which is Rosh Chodesh, that becomes the first day of the new month. However, when there was a miut of Chachamim Smuchim, Hillel Anasi, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, established a calendar, which is called Kiddush Alpi Cheshbon, because Hillel was a Gadol Bedoro, he was Nismach B'Eretz Yisrael, and he had the authority to establish this calendar, which is called Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon Rosh Chodesh Aviv Roshanim, and he would foresee all of the Rosh Chodeshim and Aviv Roshanim for the future until Eliyahu HaNavi would come, and this is our Luach, and we rely on Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. In any event, we see clearly from this brisa, the way with our gears in the brisa, that the reason why, if a person forgets to recite Rosh Chodesh in Arvis, he doesn't have to repeat, is because Yochel Yomer V'Shachris. So the question is, how do we justify, how do we reconcile these two reasons? I mean, here the Rav Hanan in the name of Rav is saying that the reason why you don't repeat Shmones is because he's going to rely on Yalav Yom not in Shachris, but because Ein Mekadshin Esach Chodesh B'Laila. Now, what Kiddush HaChodesh has to do with Yalav Yovo exactly, you know, the fact that Bezdin only sat during the day to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, why that should have any impact on the Meiriv of Tfilas of Yalav Yovo Meiriv, that's a pillar. My Rebbe has a very long discussion about this based on a Chayodim, and maybe in an Ian Shia, Bli Neder will have a chance to talk about that. Now the Gemara wants to clarify the minug of Rav. Omar Amemar Mistabra Milsa de Rav. It's logical to assume that this thing of Rav, that if you forgot Yal V'Yovan Arvis on Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to be Choser B'Chodesh Mole. In other words, I understand that if the previous month was 30 days, and now there'll be 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the day number 30 is Rosh Chodesh, because it's the last day of the previous month. The day number 31 is the first day of the new month. And we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if he forgets Meiriv on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to be Chozer, because he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Meiriv of the second day. And that's the Iker of Rosh Chodesh, because that's the first day of the new month. Av b'Chodesh Chozer. But if the Chodesh only has 29 days, which means that there's only going to be 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, that's day number 30, which is the first day of the new month. So then if he forgets Yalav Yovo in my river of Rosh Chodesh, Machzirino, so certainly the logic would compel us that he would have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because he's not going to be able to anticipate Yalav Yovo in tomorrow's Meiriv. There is no tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. So this is what a Meimer said. Amale Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi responds to Amemer, Michti Rav Taima Ka'amar. Rav gave an explanation. He didn't say that the reason why in Shachach he doesn't have to be Chozer is because he has the Yalav Yovo in the next day, but rather because Ein Mekadshin Esach Chodesh B'Laila is Mali Chos and Mali Mole. That logic that underlies Rav's statement in terms of Meiriv on Rosh Chodesh, there's no difference between a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Choser, because Ein Mekadshin Esach Chodesh B'Laila. Laila is not a Zman that's Roy for Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't matter whether or not he's going to recite another Yalav Yovo tomorrow's Meiriv. That's totally irrelevant. Elo Shna, but rather this din applies whether it's a Chodesh Mole or a Chodesh Choser. We're not alleviating him of repeating Shmon Esrei because we anticipate the Shmon Esrei of the next day, but simply because of this din of Ein Mekadshin Esach Chodesh B'Laila. So the Maskon of the Gemara is that there's no difference between a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Choser, but rather in all cases, if he forgets Yalav Yovo in Meiriv, he's not Choser. However, take a look at Tosus Diva Maskel Lefi, and Tosus quotes Yesh Mefarshim that there's a difference between a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Choser. If he forgets on the first night of a Chodesh Mole, then since he has 2 nights of Arvis for Rosh Chodesh in the case of a Mole, if he forgets on the second night, then he's Chozer. Now, what is the explanation for this distinction? If he forgets on the first night of a Chodesh Mole, the first Arvis, then the Bezdin has not yet been Mekadish the Chodesh. But when he gets to the second night, it's already after Bezdin was Mekadish the Chodesh, so we have a day that's already sanctified with Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, so by the time we get to Meiriv, you know, he needs Yalav Yovo. In other words, the difference between the first night of Rosh Chodesh and the second night of Rosh Chodesh is that Ein Mekadosh Chodesh B'Laila means that the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is not chal at night because we have to wait till the next morning. Tosis is not operating according to the Eish Mefarsh with some sort of lumafreya halacha, that lumafreya will know that it was sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, when we get to the second night of a Chodesh Moleh, it's already sanctified with Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he certainly would have to repeat Shmon Esrei, just like he would have to repeat Shmon Esrei if he left out Yalav Yovo, Shachris, or Mincha. Tosus rejects the Yesh Mefarshim, and they come to the conclusion that Li'olam Einu Choser. You know, it's even if you forgot Yalav Yovo and Myra for the second day of Rosh Chodesh in a Chodesh Moleh, he does not repeat Shmon Esrei. And the Pnei Yeshua says that even though on the second night of Rosh Chodesh you cannot really use the logic of Rav, meaning Ein Mekad Shebez and the Chodesh Balayla, because they already have sanctified the day by virtue of the fact that they didn't sanctify the previous day, the 30th day, then automatically the 31st day is certainly sanctified. It's Kfar Niskadesh, but nevertheless, we don't want to be mezalzel on the second night of Rosh Chodesh. They were mashva midosam and li'olam eino chozer. Now, what does this sugya have? You know, how is it impacted by the sugya that we learned on Chav Zayin, that tefilas arvis is reshus and not a chova? You know, you could have argued that even without the reasoning of Rav Avei Mekadesh Sechosh Balayla, maybe he wouldn't have to be chozer and mispal because tefilas arvis is reshus. But that's not true. And Tosis points out, this is back on Daf Chav Vav, that when what we said about Tefilas Arvis Reshus, that's only if he has a mitzvah, that if he doesn't do it immediately, he'll lose it. So he should be Mizbatel, he should give up on Tefilas Mayriv for the sake of the other mitzvah, so Nidcheis Arvis. But we don't, we're not Mavatel Mayriv Bechinam for no reason. It's got to be a pressing reason. Hadron Alecha Tfilas HaShachar. Now the fifth parak Ein Omdim is pretty much a hemshech of the laws of Tfila that we began studying in the previous parak. And we're going to talk a lot about Tzuras HaTfila, Hosafos, the proper attitude for Tfila, what you're not allowed to add to Tfila, and other dinim about HaTorah B'Tfila. So the Mishnah says that as far as kavod is concerned, the appropriate mindset for tefillah is aimed on the spal el mitoch kovid rush. And we speak about kovid rush, says Rashi, in terms of hachna and yira. A person should feel a sense of humility. He subjugates himself. The pasuk says, in Tehillim, ivdu es Hashem bi yira. Rashi furthermore says that the language of Kovid Rosh is the flip side of Kalus Rosh, which is certainly inappropriate for Tefillah. And Rabbi Yon explains that Kovid Rosh is Derech Mashal, that the Rosh, which is the main part of the human body, of all the organs of the body, you have to be Machbid Es Rosh. So he has to feel a Kovid Rosh, as if his head is heavy, meaning he has to bow his head, and all the Avarm, his body, as a result of his bowing his head in subjugation, in modesty, in humility, will follow suit. His whole body will be in a state of hachna. And that's the attitude that is appropriate for tefillah. He doesn't have to physically feel a heaviness in his head. But Kovid Rosh is a kfifas harosh. It's a mindset in which he bows his head like a person who's in pain, so to speak. But the Lashon mitoch kovod harosh, it doesn't say big kovod harosh, it says bitoch kovod harosh. It seems that the kavana is even before he starts davening. In other words, he should prepare himself with his machshavos to achieve this mindset of hachno even before he starts davening. Not just in the tefillah, but mitoch means before he starts his tefillah. And the psukim that the Gemara is going to bring to derive this din seem to indicate that the kavana is during the tefillah itself. But nevertheless, according to the Pnei Yoshua and the Sefer Minhagos, all the other Sfarim, he should be prepared even before his tefillah. Chassidim Rishonim, the Mishnah testifies that the early Chassidim, and again this is before the Baal Shem, Hayushoim, they would wait and delay that tefillah, aschos the tefillah shachas, even a full hour. And the reason for this is because of umispalim kedeshi chavnu liban liavim shbashamayim, that this shachas before the tefillah would be in order to get them into a mindset that they were ready for being mechavin libo. Libam laviyam shebashamayim. Now the word the phrase sha'achas usually is lav dafka. It means a short period of time. Here it means a full hour. And this we'll prove this from the Gemara later on. The Gemara is going to actually calculate how many hours a day the Hasidim dedicated to tefillah. And we're talking about 9 hours in a day. The Magen Avraham writes that this din is only for Hasidim. As far as Kol Adam is concerned, your average rank and file citizen, all he has to do is be Shoah, a Shoah Mu'etes, a short period of time. He's not chayv to prepare himself for a full hour and delay his tefillah. Tosus, on the other hand, Tosa Rosh, on the other hand, writes that Al Yedei Shayushoim, O Yimachavnim, Libo Machsheves, Beyurashamayim, Kadeshit Tiskanim, Daito Leim. In other words, they needed a state of daitam yusheves aleim in order to organize their tefillah derech tchina. And we saw before that a person has to wait between one tefillah and another, kedesh tiskanin daito alav. And it would seem that this is shir of arba amos, but it could be that everyone should aspire to imitate the chassidim rishonim. And it may be that according to Tosa Rosh, even the chassidim rishonim themselves only waited a short period of time. Now this concept of kidei shechavnu es libam laviyam shebashamayim, we'll see in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis that hayu misakvim lifnei tefillah, they would delay that tefillah kidei sheliyashiv es daitam lahashkid es machshavosehem. In other words, they should get rid of any sort of tirdos machshavos. We live in a world in which we're always pressured, thinking about this and that, a million different things. And that is antithetical to the kavana that we require for tefillah. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, says that this concept of kidei shechavnu es libam means from ta'anugei olam hazeh. He should get rid of any thoughts about the hanah, the pleasures that he enjoys in this world. He shouldn't be thinking about his next meal. But rather, his kavana should be in Romavus Hashem, the greatness, the awesomeness of God, awesome nature of God. And he tries to prove this from the Lashon HaMishnah. Tosa Rosh writes that since they were Shoah, they waited, they were able to be Mechavin Liv Machshofos and Bel Yira Shamayim. And this is Kedesha Tischanei Daito Aleim, Daito Yusheves Aleim, Larach Tfila B'derech Tchina. The Mishnah continues and tells us that you're not allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of Tfila. Afilu HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yishivenu. And as we had certain dinim in Kriyat Shema, about being meshiv and they are covered and so forth, those that term only apply to Kriyat Shema but not to tefillah. And the Mishnah goes ahead and dramatizes this. Afilu nachash karuch al akevo lo yafsik mitfiloso. Even the snake is around his legs. Now, as far as this Iser to be mafsik in Shmon Esrei, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the Iser is lahafsik bidibur. However, if let's say he wants to go ahead and kick the nachash away without speaking, and he may require to move his body, that's not considered a hefsek. And the Ramon, Aruch Chaim Siman Kuvdalet, actually passes like this. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Taz, and the Gra, however, write, based on the Rush, that we reject this Rabbeinu Yonah, and even Halicha itself is considered a hefsek. And the Gaon explains that that's why the Tana repeats himself. He first starts with the Iser of Shelah Shalom, even if the Melech is there, and then he speaks about the Nachash. The extra Chiddush of Nachash is to tell me that even if he's not being Mafsik B'Dibur to say Shalom Aleichem, nevertheless, he is not allowed to move from one spot to the other to get rid of his Nachash. Now again, we have to assume that it's not a Pikuach Nefesh situation. You know, this is not a venomous Nachash. The Gemara says the following, Minani Mili, from whence do we derive this halacha that ein omdim lispal el mitoch kovid rush. Omer Rabbi Lozar says that the source is the Omakra, the pasuk by Chana. We've mentioned many times in the past that Chana becomes a paradigm of tefillah. We derive from Chana many dinim in tefillah, and this is in Shmuel Aleph, Ehi maras nefesh, vatispalel al Hashem uvacho sivkeh. In other words, Chana didn't get up to daven without first looking into a nefesh as a maras nefesh. Maras nefesh here doesn't mean just bitterness. Again, there is an element of bitterness, but it's really a moment of hachna. A person who's in a state of nafsho moral love is omed b'hachna and kovid rush. So we should derive from this that anyone who comes to be mispal, he has to be omed lispal mitoch nefesh nichnas, not kalus rosh. Kalus rosh is antithetical to the attitude for tefillah. Mimai, how do we know that we can derive from tefillah chana for everybody else? Still machana shani. Maybe she was in a different status or a different situation. Davi merira liba tuva. After all, she was a maris nefesh because she didn't have children, and that's why she was mispal b'achna. But that doesn't mean that each and every one of us have to achieve that state of maris nefesh of being mispal b'achna, and otherwise we're not. It's not appropriate for us to daven. Elo amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina mehocha from David Amelch. The proof is from David in Tilim Perkei. And David, in this pasuk, indicates that he is mishtachvel heichal kodshecha mitoch yiras Hashem biyiras secha. So you see that the tzura, the proper way of davening, when are you ready for davening? When you could be omid lifnei Hashem for avodas atfila with yira and with hachna. The Gemara says, I'm not so sure we can learn it from David Amelch. Mimai. Dilma David Shani, maybe David is a separate case. His status is unique. Davi Mitzar Nafshe Berachme Tuva. He was Mitzar himself a lot in order to be Vakish Rachmim out of this state of Yiran Achna. And that's why he testifies about himself that he was able to achieve that state of Tsar. But that doesn't mean that that's the only appropriate Tzura, the way in which a person should be Omid L'Tfilah Lifnei Hashem. So when David says that he's Mitzayr Atzmo B'Yoser, that's because of his special level of piety, of Midas Chasidus, as he himself testifies, Ki Chasid Ani. And therefore the Gemara says, Ela Omer Ab Yeshua Ben Levi Mehach, we have to find a different pasuk. In Tilim Chavtes, Havul Hashem Kvod Shmo, Ishtachvul Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. And the drush of Rabbi Shuman Levi is al tikri bahadras kodesh ela be cherdas kodesh. So in effect, we change the hey to a ches, and in Hilchas Drushos, in Torah Shabbal Peh, we can actually do such a thing. And again, he's not changing the Lashon HaPasuk, he's just adding a drush in Torah Shabbal Peh that we could read the Pasuk in a different way. And this drush was said in two ways. Aleph, number one, if a person has a kushya, which seems to indicate that he shouldn't read the pasuk the way it's written, he has some sort of kasha, he has to read it another way. Like, for example, in the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Verov Shalom Banayach, and we had a kasha that this word Banayach seems to be totally superfluous because the beginning of the pasuk says, Kol Banayach Libudi Hashem. And that would have been enough. So therefore we have to say, let's not read it in this way, but read it in a different way. But there's another category as well. Kisha oso davra nidrash hayu mekubal ish mipi ish, ukedesh lo yishkach mipiem umipi zaram, is shmo somubo simon befiem kidmus asmachta. And then they said, al tikri. This is all based on the shalot, which means that sometimes the Chazal had a Kabbalah, ish mipi ish, about a certain halach or a certain prerequisite, a certain attitude, and they would find in a smachta, in a pasuk, and they said al tikri, which means that even if they didn't have a kash in the pasuk, they would find a deeper meaning in the pasuk. So Hishtachvol Hashem has to be mitoch Cherdas, Kodesh, and Yira. The Marsha says that this parak of Tehillim addresses Tefillah. And in Tefillah, it's not shayach to talk about Hadras Kodesh. Therefore, Rabbi Shub ben Levi darshan's Chedvas, or Cherdas Kodesh, which is more appropriate than Hadras Kodesh for Tefillah. The Gemara is going to reject this, because even with regard to Tefillah, you could talk about Hadras Kodesh. The Malbim, by the way, wrote Chidushim on Shas, and he explains that Hadrosha Shel Tefillah is through Cherdas Kodesh. And we're not really changing the word itself. The Gemara asks the following kasha. Mimai, how do we know that we should read the pasuk as referring to Kovid Rosh and Cherdas Kodesh? Dilma Liolam Emelcha Hadras Kodesh. Mamish, we should take the pasuk literally as Hadras Kodesh. Meaning we should serve Hashem out of a sense or a stature of Hadar, of Yofi, of beauty. Ki Had Rabbi Yehuda Avi Mitzayin Nafshei. He would be makashed himself. Bebgadim uhudarim. He would wear beautiful clothes. Vahadar matzi, and then he would daven. So we don't have a right to derive from this pasuk the din of our Mishnah of Cherdas Kodesh, because we can take this pasuk literally as referring to Hadras Kodesh. Ela Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Mihach. We have to find a different pasuk in the second parak of Tehillim. Ivdu es Hashem biyira. It's explicit in this pasuk that Avodas Hashem has to be from a state of Yira, a state of Hachna. And Tefillah today is a replacement for Avodah, as they did the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. It has to be Mitoch Yira V'Hachna. Now, since the Gemara already brings this pasuk and explains the pasuk, the Gemara goes back to the end of the pasuk. No, it's the beginning of the pasuk is Avodas Hashem biyira. The end of the pasuk is Vegilu Birod. My Vegilu Birod. Omer Rav Ada Bar Masna Mar Rava. B'makom Gila Shomtei Ra'ada. Now, it's even when a person's in a state of Simcha, he's Tovlev, he's in a state of Gila. Nevertheless, he also has to have a sense of Ra'ada. He shouldn't lose it totally to his Simcha, but it should be an integration of Simcha and Ra'od, because otherwise he's like a Porek Ol. That's what Rashi is going to say later on the Maisa that the Gemara is going to tell us. And if you take a look in Yuma on Daf Daladam and Beis, Rashi explains that B'makom Gila is a reference to Torah, as it says, Pikudi Hashem Yishar Misamche Lev. So Gila is a reference to Torah. And even though he's involved in Simcha when he studies Torah, he should still be in a state of Ra'adah, Reses, and Yira. He's learning the Torah of Hashem. It should be like Har Sinai. Rabbi Yehuda says that if there's too much Simcha, a person might start being Nimshach Acher Tanei Tanuge Olam Azen. He might forget his Creator. Abai Avi Yosef Kami de Rava. Abai was sitting in the presence of Rava. Chazi, and he saw, and Rava saw Abaye, Dahavika Bodach Tuva, that he was in a very good mood. He was in a very joyous mood. And it looked to Rava, the Rebbe, that he, Abaye, was a Porek Ol. So Omar, so Rava says to Abaye, Vegilu Bura'odak Siv, don't overdo it, exaggerate your simcha. It has to be some sort of an admixture of Rada. Omar lay, so Abaye responds to Rava, Na Tfilin Menach Na. I'm wearing tefillin, and as long as I'm wearing tefillin, there's no chashash. You don't have to worry and suspect that perhaps I'll get carried away with simcha and I'll be porik ol, because it's obvious that I'm under the influence of Yira, of Malchus Hashem. I'm wearing tefillin. And this is all based on the assumption that a person shouldn't exaggerate his simcha because it looks like porik ol if he's wearing tefillin. But if we remember, Rabbi Yonah had said that Abaye responded that when he was happy in Hanochas Tefillin itself, is Kevin Shaloi Niach Kodem Lechein Tefillin Kama Yomim Ba'ones. Abaye was in a situation that for many days he couldn't put on Tefillin. Again, the reason for the Iser of Simcha without, exaggerated Simcha without an admixture of Ra'ad is because he might get schlepped into Tanugi Olam Abba. That was for Ben Yonah, and therefore Ben Yonah says here that this Simcha is a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. He finally, Abai got the opportunity to put on tefillin, therefore there's no chash that it'll be Nimshach Acher Tanugi Olam as a result of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And the Meiri writes that when a person wears tefillin, he doesn't have to be choshesh that he'll do Dvar Megunim, because the Kedushas Tefillin generates a certain state of mind called Yerushamayim. And the Rama writes in Perek Dal Milchus Tefillin, calls Manchet Tefillin al Rosh Shalodim al Zroo, hu Anav V'yorei Einu Nimshach V'schok V'sicha V'teilei Demahar V'machshav V'sroos. Tefillin put you in the right mindset for Yira and for Hachna. And therefore there's no fear that you might get carried away with exaggerated simcha. The Gemara now tells another story. Rabbi Yirmiya Havi Yosef Kami de Rab Zera. And Chazir Rab Zera saw Rab Yirmiya, Davi Kabbalah Tuva, he was exaggerating in his simcha. And it looked again like Prikas Ol, like he wasn't accepting the fear of God. Amal Leis, Rab Zera said to Rab Yirmiya, Bechol, he quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Bechol Etzev Yir Mosar. That's what it says in the Pasuk, meaning that the Zisaran is a schar to an Adam when he shows himself to be an Otsev. And this is what Rav Zera is telling Rav Yirmiya, that there's a certain added advantage and a reward that's granted to a person when he shows himself to be an Otsev. And again, here also we have to be very careful about what this means about being an Otsev, because we believe that atzvus is something very negative. So it doesn't mean that a person should actively try to be an atzev. I mean, that could really bring him into a difficult psychological state, a very negative, sick psychological state. And surely he won't be able to worship God in such a sickness. But rather he has to find some sort of a middle golden mean, a middle ground between Simcha and Atzvus. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yirmiya responded, I'm not tefillin mancha, I'm wearing tefillin, there's no fear that I'll get carried away. The Gemara brings a couple of other stories about limiting our Simcha. Mar Berei Dravina Ovid Hilula Lebrei, he was marrying off his son, Chazinu Rabbanan Davi Kabod Chituva, they saw that Mar Berei Dravina was in a very jovial mood, and perhaps he was, in the eyes of the Chachamim, he was exaggerating his simcha. And here we turn to Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph is Aisei Kasa de Mokra. The Chachamim brought a glass cup. It was very valuable. It was Bas Arba Meo Zuzi. It was worth 400 Zuz. That's a massive amount of money. Utaver Kamayhu. And they broke it in front of him, v'i'atzivu, and they caused him to be in a state of atzvus. Now there are a host of questions here on this story. Who owned the kos, and is there baltashlis? Are they doing it for this greater good? What exactly did this kos look like? The Marsha says that Mar Berei the Rav Huna wanted to break this glass because he saw that the Chachamim at the wedding were exaggerating in their simcha. In that case, there's no problem of mazik here, because Mar Berei Rav Huna was breaking his own glass in front of the Chachamim to calm them down and limit their simcha. They were exaggerating their simcha. And there's no baltashlis because he was doing it for a greater good, for a purpose of musar. And very often the Gemara speaks about breaking things and ripping things for the sake of teaching. Like, for example, the Gemara in Abona with regard to Korea, Machmas Chamoso, where he's ripping it in order to ki'ilu show his children that he's angry at them and give them musar. But the Marsha adds another element, that the remez here in breaking the glass, which was very valuable, is that man is made of afar. He comes from the dust of the ground, And just like a kli that's made of glass could easily be broken, so a person should always realize that he's close to death and he could go back to the state of afar. And that would instill a serious attitude in the chacham. The Gemara now relates a similar story of Rav Ashi. Ovid Hilul Brei, he made a Simchas Nesuah for his son. Chazinu L'Rabban, and he saw the rabbis, Avikobat Chituva, they were exaggerating in their Simcha. Aisi Kosa de Zugisa Chivarta, he brought a kos, a glass kos that was white. This is a very expensive kind of a glass cup. Who knows how much it was worth? Vitavar Kamai, when he broke it in front of him, V'i'at Sivu. Another story, Omule Rabbanon. The Chachamim said to Rav Hemnun Zuti, Behilu de Mar Bered Ravina, the Simchas Nesuin of Mar, the son of Ravina, Lishrei Lon Mar, sing us some sort of a song. Omalahusa Rav Hemnun Zuti opened up in a language of Shira, a kind of a poetic statement, Vailon de Misnen, Vailon de Misnen. Oilanu, how woe is to us that we're going to die. Woe to us that we're going to die. Rav Hemnun Zuta again wanted to limit their simcha, and therefore he mentioned the Yom HaMisa in order to bring them into a state of atzvus, like in the previous stories that we had. And you know, this is reminiscent of the fact that the Gemara often says that the Yetzirah gets the best of you and you're carried away with this world, then you should remind yourself of the Yom HaMisa. Amri Lei, the Chachamim said to him, Anan, Manane Basrech, what could we answer to your Shira? Amalahu Rav Hemnun Zute responded to that question, and he said that this is what you should say, Hai, Hey Torah Vehe Mitzvah de Magnu Alan. Where is the Torah that we studied? Where are the mitzvahs that we fulfilled that should protect us from the din of Gehenna? In other words, woe to us that we're going to die, and all we have left in this world to protect us from the punishment of after death of Gehenna is Torah and mitzvahs. And that's the attitude that we should have to have. The Gemara continues to talk about that Isur of Ribui Simcha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yochai Osu Liyodim Shiyamale Schok Piv Ba'olam Azeh. A person should not exaggerate his Simcha in this world, raise his voice too high, so to speak. Shenemar Oz. David HaMelech in Tillim Kuf Chaf Vav mentions Oz. Yimol Yischok Pinot Shonei Rino, meaning Oz. Then, only then are we allowed to fill our smiles, our face with Schok. Amos saying, when is that Oz? What did he have in mind here? So Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Shimba Yochai explains that Bizman Sheyomru Hagoyim Higdil Hashem Lasasim Eile, this is at the time of the ultimate redemption, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yarbel Asosimanu Nisim V'Niflos, we'll see great miracles on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and then we'll be able to fill our smiles from corner to corner. Amar Lav HaReish Lakish, they said about Reish Lakish, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan Shem Yomav Lo Milet Lo mile schok piv bolam azeh michi shama mi Rabbi Yochanan rabbe. He heard the statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and from that moment and on, he was never mamale schok piv. And it says here ba olam hazeh. It's interesting that the emphasis here is on olam hazeh. We're not sure exactly what they're doing here. In fact, in certain Kisvei Yad manuscripts, the words Ba'olam Hazeh are taken out. Maybe it means that he was not Mamali Schok Piv Binyone Olam Hazeh. Perhaps that's the intention. Now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim that we should mention here about this Iser of Ribui Simcha. The Ramban in his Torah Sa'adam and in a work on Avelus, and this is something also reflected in the Meiri, here in Masechta Brachos, in the Tur, in Aruch Chaim, the Iser is because of Churban Habayis. That since we have a mitzvah of Avelus for Churban Habayis, and that's a mitzvah that really encompasses the whole year long, therefore the Iser of Ribui Simcha applies, because it might undermine our Kiyum Avelus, what we call Avelus Yishana. However, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there will not be an Iser, which would mean that even at the time of Bayis Sheni, the second Bayis that stood for, what is it, 420 years, there was no Iser. But Rabbi Yehuda asks Akasha on the Ramban. He says, according to this, then Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have said Ba'olam Hazeh, he should have said Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. And therefore Rabbi Yonah offers a different interpretation. The Ra'on and the Ritva agree that the Iser applies even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It's always also to be Somech B'Yoseh, because there always is a chashash that the Yitzhahara might get the best of us, we'll forget our mitzvahs, we'll be Nimshach after Olam Hazeh. So the emphasis here is on Olam Hazeh. Now, it's true that Liosid Lava, we have Ozi Mali Schok Pinu, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's because at the Zman of the Gula Asida, the ultimate redemption, is be such an intense Simcha, that when we see Begili, those Nisim and Inflows of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to be a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and that's not going to bring us away from, not going to schlep us into the Tanuge Olam, Olam Hazeh. And Liosid Lavo, it could be that the Yetzirah will be a different kind of Yetzirah, and we're not choshesh, we don't have to worry that we'll be Nimshach to Taivis and Olam Hazeh and Averis. The Marsha thinks that for sure this Iser applies even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash stood, because if it was only an Iser during the time of the Churban HaBayis, then we could have proven it from a different pasuk. The pasuk says in the same kapitel, it says Shir HaMalos B'Shuv HaShem HaShiv HaSiyon HaYinu K'Cholmim, and the next pasuk of Ozi Mali Schok Pinu is related to that, which means that we're talking about Shiv HaSiyon after the Golos of Bavel. But instead the Gemara proves it from Oz Yomru Agoyim Higdol Hashem Lasu Simela. It means that the Kavan is only to the Gula Sida, and Oz then Yagdil Hashem Lasu Simonu, and it'll be greater than Binyan Bayis Sheni, because at the time Binyan Bayis Sheni was still Meshubad under Paras, Yavan, and Edom. Beautiful presentation of the Marsha. Okay, then we'll stop here and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.